When my housemates thought it had arrived, even though it said my name as the return address.
Why don't we get prepaid postage? Isn't that discriminatory?
I thought you did. I feel like my primary one definitely didn't have that.
That's right.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, my primary one was
you have to be
my general.
For a lot
not.
Of states, you have to be registered by this point. But for New Jersey, you don't have to send in your application for the mail-in ballot until 7 days before the
election. Honestly, it's so ridiculous. Like, for Illinois, the mail-in vote won't accept an out-of-Illinois address, but I'm like, that's the whole point. I'm mailing my vote.
What?
So I can't register to mail in Cook County because there's some error in the system. So
oh my gosh.
I have to call them today.
It's so frustrating. Yeah, they sure don't make it easy to vote.
Yeah.
I disagree. Sense. I had a breeze of a time.
Okay, for a lot of people in a lot of different situations, it's
I don't know
easy
what you're talking about.
I can't personally relate, so therefore you're wrong.
Yeah, that's
the smoke is done, by the way.
Oh,
whoa!
God.
What
was the last?
It was done.
What was the last number you put in?
8.
Nice, good one.
What if I looked at it and it was all just wrong?
Yeah, I emailed my my county clerk Patty Anderson. Shout out. And I was like, hey, send in my ballot. Do I get some kind of notification that it's like there and okay? She's like, yeah, you can check this website and we'll mark
it.
Oh,
they have a website? I figured she'd just be like, yeah, you'll get a ballot. Oh wait, no, it's not the application for the ballot.
Ballot
itself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, doing my part. I think yesterday at a rally in Florida, Trump told everyone to go vote on November 28th.
No way.
That's amazing.
They really should. Yeah, I hope everyone there does that.
Please, if you're listening, vote. November 28th.
If you're listening and are voting for Trump.
Otherwise, we'll email you.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think is going to happen? Like, is he going to go away when this is done?
I guess it depends the outcome.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Supposing
depending on economic collapse feels inevitable either way.
Change.
Don't tell them about the economic collapse?
I implied it.
Okay. Never mind.
I want people to be optimistic when they listen to this show.
Sorry.
Everything's perfect.
I think there's a good chance that he disappears.
The problem is that I don't think wealth inequality is going to decrease with Hillary.
Yeah.
But we know it would increase with Trump. So
Right.
So Trump can keep his wealth.
I think he'll make a new
where it's at.
And he won't. I think he'll be appeased.
I'm just asking.
But is he politically out?
I just don't want to keep hearing about him in the news every day.
He'll have a new reality show, I believe.
Yeah, that's fine. People hopefully won't report
it. It's called
on it.
I'm Fired.
Yeah, actually, after Stars Fall, isn't it natural? Everybody goes on Dancing with the Stars for redemption.
True.
Yeah, I can't imagine too
many. Brock Turner.
Oh God. Jane.
What?
All right, I don't want that name
Nate Parker
on this program anymore.
Oh my God! All right.
That's gonna be the end of our show.
That's Michael Jackson.
Can we just bad stuff.
Quickly? Does anyone have anything to plug in the coming days or weeks? Anything?
Yeah, I got something.
Yeah, Brandon.
We got a Major and Decide show on Friday.
We do got a Major and Decide show on Friday.
Yeah, it's gonna be funny. It's at 9:30. Is that right?
Barnum 08.
Barnum 08.
I think it's 9:30. Suzanne, do you know?
If it's in Barnum 08.
Do you know what time it is?
It's at 9.
Is it at 9?
I don't know. You guys. All right,
hold on.
There's a wonderful show at the Institute of Contemporary Art this weekend for contemporary dance called Short Forms that's discounted for students. It'll only be $10 Saturday night.
Okay.
And Homeshake is playing at Brandeis, and all Tufts students are welcome to come to that.
Oh,
that's
really?
Saturday night at Brandeis as well. There's a Facebook event promoted through WMFO you can see there. And also, for all you WMFO staff members, there is a volunteer day this Sunday.
Oh,
so
nice.
Get in your volunteer hours.
Majors is at 9:30
Friday.
None of us knew that.
Can I just read a
we
quick...
We both guessed that.
Can I read a quick Matt Brawley... Matthew Brawley Facebook status? Yeah.
Yes. Share the good word.
In all caps, the Vornado whole room heater, uncapped, really works. I set it to 3 last night before I went to bed, hoping to have warm socks in the morning. I woke up drenched in sweat. The Vornado whole room heater is a must buy for chilly spaces this year.
I personally relate to that a lot. I had a space heater before I went to sleep, turn it up all the way, wake up sweating, turn it off, wake up cold.
Yeah.
I never figured it out.
Turn it up part of the way.
Yeah.
Never figured it out. I still couldn't think of it, not even one solution.
There's nothing in between.
Yeah.
There's no, yeah.
No my house has been freezing, but then during the day it's fine. I don't know if, like, when it's okay to put the heat on.
Yeah, I struggle with waking up, and I like waking up in the cold, but then it's hard to get out of bed.
Yeah.
It's so warm in my bed. Susanna, any upcoming things you want people to come see or check out?
I second the majors thing.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Come talk to me. Come be my friend.
Where can people find you to be your friend?
My house. My really cool house.
There you go.
Okay, come. Yeah, come
also, it's Earth Science Week. Check out.
All right.
There's a scavenger hunt for geological study on Friday. Right. And we got a stand-up show next Friday, the 21st.
True. No, you actually should check out that week for Brennan's Girlfriend's Club. And
among others.
Sure. How many others?
A bunch of others. What's up?
You like it.
I like it. I made a pet rock yesterday, man.
That's adorable.
His name is Steven with a V and a PH.
You do. Yeah, all right. That's pretty cute.
Thank you.
All right. Well, speaking for John C. Murfeld, Brendog, Carl Restino, Jane Acker, and Susanna Blass, this has been our Comedy Electric on WFO in Medford. No kinks to be worked out here.
blue eyes like that. Said you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something. Yeah!
All right, what is up, party people? It is 9:13 on this Wednesday morning. Welcome to Charlie MGH. Again, this 9 a.m. thing. Ooh, boy. Okay. My body is screaming no every time I'm in this scene. My body's just like, you need to be in bed. But I'm like, I need to be in Curtis Hall broadcasting some Carly Rae Jepsen. All right. So real quick, today we got some good stuff going on. It's a beautiful day outside, around 50 degrees today, high of 64. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to have a good show with some throwbacks right now. We got this one coming up. It's a bit of a really, really big throwback, just like middle school for me.
Change your mind like a girl. Change your clothes. Yeah, you PMS like a bitch. I would know.
You're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're
All right, everyone. That first song that we had to open up what was kind of cutting in, well, to open up the late beginning was I Really Like You by Carly Rae Jepsen, followed by Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. That was a throwback. And then we just had Just Like a Pill by Pink. I wonder what she's been up to lately. You know, so you ever think of someone and you're just like, I wonder what they're up to. I hope they're working, you know? Like, what's Jesse McCartney up to lately, huh? I remember I was talking to someone about that. Like, what? How's he been doing? I don't know. I don't want to follow him on Twitter. That's a bit much of a commitment. But, like, I want to, like, make sure he's employed and working, you know? But, yeah. So, real quick. Okay. I don't know how many of you watch Community, that show on NBC. But,
NBA is postponed until next week. So, this...
Some of you might remember this.
...is my freestyle rap apology. Well, I'm a peanut bar, and I'm here to say your checks will arrive on another day. Another day, another dime, another rhyme, another dollar. Another stuffed shirt with another white collar. Criminals, Wall Street, taking the pie, and all the black man gets is a plate of white lies. Prisons recruiting them, police be shooting them. Rap artists looting them, labels all diluting them. Barack Obama is scared of me, because I don't swallow knowledge, and I spit it for free. Let me clear my throat. Ha, ha, ha. I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was.
So that was a man dressed as a giant peanut bar running away. So yeah, I hope that was just a little nice little thing. Community, you ever watch a show and you're like, that show definitely was cut down too short. It was canceled before it should have been. I mean, Community had, what, I think 7 seasons? But one of them was on Yahoo, and season 4 was really bad, so it doesn't count. You know, just like if you watch Scrubs, like season 9 doesn't exist. Or like if you watch Parks and Recreation, season 1 doesn't exist. It could be like that, you know, kind of like just wiping that away. When I watched Parks and Rec, I always just ignored season 1. I actually didn't, I just started from season 2. But here we go. Another song coming up. Break the silence, because I know you're sick of my voice. Here we go.
not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a race, but I already won first place. I never thought I'd fall for you as hard as I did. You got me thinking about a life, a house, and kids. Yeah, every morning.
To NASA, you was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams, and I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass. Someone is only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch. Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now. I'ma
ask him. Say you gotta take the good with the bad, happy and the sad. Or will you bring a better future than I had in the past? Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did. I don't wanna fall back on my face again. I'll admit it, I was scared to answer love's call. And if it hits, better make it worth the fall. Sometimes it comes around. Comes around. Comes around. Just good.
If it's good when it knocks you down.
Sometimes love comes around. When love comes around.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. Oh my good gosh, wow, that almost made things uncomfortable. Sorry about that. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. That has been a PSA. One of our first 9:32 on this Wednesday morning. Hope we're all doing okay. So we just had Natasha Bedingfield, Pocket Full of Sunshine, followed by Carrie Hilson, Knock You Down. This is a throwback Wednesday. Just didn't intend on it starting out. I like didn't come in thinking it would be a throwback Wednesday. It just kind of became one. That's how these things kind of roll, you know? But yeah, so we're just going to keep figuring stuff out as we go. But hope you're all enjoying this. You can call in if you want. If you want, you know, you don't have to, but 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Yeah, 9:33. Oh, here we go, 9:33 and counting, but it's a beautiful day right now. Some people walking outside, they have no idea that I'm talking about them on the radio. But that's just how it works. All right, let's see what we got going here. You know what? I don't know. Am I still feeling the throwback? This is difficult. I need to work on these playlists before. This show needs to be better planned. Can you believe that this show is planned? It's not. But here we go. You know what? I just want to feel like upbeat. Let's go with this. Let's try this out right here. All right.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes nowhere. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop. I can't stop the
If you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's bostonsciencelectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. It actually says nerdly. Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as a part of the event. *8!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!! which has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I am so serious. That says Nerdly Events. And then I think he, like, this person included an emoji or, like, some sort of emoticon. But it just is spelled out as asterisk 8 caret exclamation mark back parens dot dot dot. But that was our second PSA, 9:42 on this beautiful Wednesday morning. We're just going to chill for the, it's about to be 9:43. But yeah, so first we had, we had Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling. And then we had Boys Like Girls Love Drunk. So we went from like kind of not a throwback to like a really big throwback. But yeah, I don't know, you ever just like wake up and then you just immediately just start crashing? Here we go. Oh man, this is quite, all right, here we go. I got something. First, we had Move Along by All American Rejects, followed by Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy, Skater with an 8 and Boy, B-O-I. Throwback time, 9:50 on WMFO in Medford. You're just chilling out here, Curtis Hall. Hope everyone's doing all right. Yeah, so I don't know. I kind of want to play some of these artists. I don't want to overplay them in, like, a session. But I know I'm going to forget it next time. But yeah, right now we're just chilling here. Oh my goodness. Every time I look for a throwback, I forget an even better one. And, you know, you ever just listen to a song and, like, it brings you back to, like, a time or a memory? You know, some of these songs, like, middle school for me. So for some people, it might be high school. For some people, it might be college, you know? But, like, you ever just, like, throwback songs are just so powerful. It's really cool. But yeah, let's try this one.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. The police shut us down. Police shut us down. Po, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sun. In. Don't stop.
TikTok by Kesha. It's 9:50. Now it's 9:55. WMFO in Medford. We got 5 minutes left. Thank you for tuning in. Real quick, just wanted to mention. Just leaned over for a second. Well, I have the daily here. On Sunday, TCU Senate passed two resolutions. One calling for fair contract negotiations for janitors. Another one calling for cultural competency training. And then, Senate's discussed senator stipends. So, in case you don't know, certain TCU senators, as well as members of the Elections Committee, ECOM, are paid by the school out of the senators, I believe, are paid out of the Student Activities Fund, while ECOM might be paid through the Office of Campus Life. And so, ECOM should be paid around $500 each, I believe, might be per semester. The Senate president, I believe, makes $2,000. The Senate treasurer makes $3,000. The associate treasurer makes $300. And I believe the assistant treasurer, or I always forget which one is second. I think it's assistant then associate. But one of them, I believe, does make $1,000. And so Senate was discussing whether or not other members of the executive board, such as the parliamentarian, the director of community affairs, and the historian, should be making money as well as a stipend, under the justification that it takes so much time in order to actually do the bare minimum of your, like, of your senator position, that you might as, it's essentially a job. So that's just something that's like up in the air for discussion. Real quick, let me think of something to end on. Oh man, I need a good song to end the show on. I need to plan this more. I don't know if what you think I do during breaks, but also I just don't have breaks, but let's see. Oh man, we have a lot of good choices here. You know what? I'm feeling like a pump-up song as we kind of like go back, as we enter the grind of the day. But here we go. Thank you for tuning in to Charlie MGH. See you next Wednesday at 9 a.m. This is Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drum my favorite tune. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. We know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Feel like I'm been on the fly.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.